This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. It's hard to grasp the devastation left by Hurricane Katrina along the southern Gulf Coast of Mississippi. Pictures can be vivid and wrenching, but only so much destruction can fit into the frame of a photograph or television image. The actual ruins spread for blocks that turn into acres, that grow into miles, that begin to fill an entire landscape. Whole houses have been smashed into piles of twigs. Cars have been crumpled into small, twisted toys. Whole towns now look as if they are children's games of pickup sticks. Your mind stretches for metaphors, but Hurricane Katrina reminds us why hurricane is so often a metaphor for sudden, aimless, unstoppable destruction. Soft waves now roll back and forth on the beaches of Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, where the eye of Hurricane Katrina stormed ashore. There were fine old houses on the bay for families, retirees, and weekend residents from New Orleans, about an hour away. In recent years, there's been a gambling casino and signature golf course, too. Bay St. Louis has proudly been the roguish southern cousin in a state that's often better known for being sober and church-going. About 8,200 people lived here before Katrina struck. 17 or 18 people died in the storm. About 5,000 people are back in the area now, inhabiting tents, trailers, and ruins, or staying on the floors of friends.
Looking straight ahead, this used to be the car bridge. Then on the other side of that is the train bridge, that as you can see, it took everything down off the train bridge except the pilings in most cases. Right on the right side was Big Daddy's Bar and Grill. Across from us was the Good Life. Next to it was Dan B's, who had just...
Edward Favre is the five-time mayor of Bay St. Louis. His family goes back nine generations here, and, yes, Brett Favre, the mayor's cousin, plays football for the Green Bay Packers, where fans tend to mispronounce the name as Favre. Mayor Favre says that half of the homes in his city have been destroyed by Hurricane Katrina. Only 5% of all homes in Bay St. Louis have no damage. And as a mayor has to note, because the big homes along the beach tended to be the most expensive, as much as 80% of his city's tax base has simply been wiped off the map, off the face of the world, really.
I mean, we're going past just tumbles of wood and clothes hanging off of trees and the cisterns of broken toilets and bed springs. Are all of those items and all of these houses, all this litter belong to people you know by name? Do we go by here and you say, this is so-and-so's place, that's so-and-so?
Sure, quite a few of them and all. You know, right up here is Eileen Chapiton. Right next to her is Jody Benvenuti, and Jody and his wife, Betty Benvenuti.
The mayor now sleeps and works out of the Bay St. Louis fire station. Even when he's driving around, there's usually a telephone on one of his ears.
Trying to move anything. If you would, excuse me one second, I got to make a call. Buzz, if you would, at the council meeting, let them know that every Saturday night, we're going to have a town meeting at the depot at 6 o'clock, immediately followed by some sort of entertainment. Mike Carbon, he's got his little DJ equipment, and he's going to come and play music. And if anybody wants to come and join along and sing along or do whatever, that's going to be every Saturday night. Thank you, Buzz. All right, bye-bye.
Touring his town by car is a bit like going through some kind of museum of destruction that enshrines all the ways in which hurricanes can break a place, including his own.
And that nice clean slab over there was my house. This one right here with not much else, definitely nothing blocking the beautiful view of the stars at night.
It is just the second time that Mayor Favre has seen what's become of his house since the storm. He's a large, solid man in his middle years. He has the body of a lineman who hasn't played for 15 years and likes his beer and gumbo. To walk onto the small concrete slab that's all that remains of his house, you have to step through a spongy muck that hasn't dried out in more than a month. Edward Favre lived through Hurricane Camille as a teenager in 1969. Didn't think he could ever again see so malevolent a storm. But he took shelter in a local school just before Katrina struck. And as he walked around what used to be his living room, bedroom, and kitchen, he shook his head over the odd bits and shards from his life that remain in what is even less than a shell of his former home.
You know, I knew that when we left that I wouldn't be coming back to anything. See if there's anything can be salvaged, mold, cooker,
You know, I had somebody make for me some stainless steel, and it might be salvageable, a few things, but...
That cooker over there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. What we call a little Cajun microwave, handmade Cajun microwave.
What are you making that?
Yeah. Cajun microwave, just any kind of meats. It's all, the process is just long, low, slow cooking. Takes about 24 hours to cook a whole pig or something like that, but when it comes out good. You know, and a few things like that.
How do you begin?
Same thing we did with the city, just one step at a time.
I need to ask you a hard question while we're standing here. Should all these homes be rebuilt here?
I think if the people choose to, yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you would, at some point, as the mayor of this city, might be asked by people who live in, let's say, Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know, why should I have to pay higher insurance rates, or why should any of my federal tax dollars go to pay for people to build back homes in areas that are exposed and vulnerable and can be knocked down again in a few years?
Well, I guess in my opinion, a simple answer to it is I don't think there's any place in the country that's completely safe from potential disaster. Earthquake situation out on the West Coast, the blizzards up north, northeast, you know, the Midwest and all with the tornado possibilities constantly. You know, I don't think there's any area that's completely safe. So to say that one's paying for another, I don't look at it like that. I think we're all paying for each other.
Bay St. Louis and the surrounding towns of Gulfport, Pascagoula, Waveland, and Pass Christian are sustained day-to-day now by relief services. A Red Cross truck cruises the streets at dusk with beef stew, rice, green beans, and bread in styrofoam packs.
No, I got some potato chips and I have some.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Don't be in such a hurry. Look, Red Cross is going to give you some good food, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'm
going
to give you some forks and I'm going to give you something to drink. All right, now you can run.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
At a shopping mall parking lot on the edge of town, state and federal officials have set up an assistance center in a village of tents that includes free use of telephones.
Vivian?
Unless
yeah, it's me. No, we finally got a phone. I know you hadn't heard from us since we left Wednesday.
Tetanus and hepatitis A shots from the Mississippi Department of Health.
You will need a booster of the hepatitis in 6 months. Okay, we're going to put your tetanus in the other arm.
And FEMA workers speaking in hushed tones, taking applications of aid and loans.
$1,500 in checking.
How about savings?
No savings.
Any retirement accounts?
None.
Any cash surrender value on life insurance?
None.
Stocks and bonds?
None.
The Christian Life Church from Orange Beach, Alabama, began to load trucks with supplies in the days before Katrina struck. They now run a kitchen that feeds 5,000 to 6,000 people a day, and a free market that offers cereals, baby formula, diapers, packaged milk, crackers, applesauce, canned vegetables and juices, and cleaning supplies to people whom they do not call evacuees, refugees, or survivors, but guests. On this day, people swarm a volunteer behind a counter because mops are suddenly available.
One, please, per family. Please, please. We could only move so fast, ma'am. Okay. Trying to keep it stocked. I work with the warehouse, and I try to keep it stocked and try to keep from chaos happening. And I'm from Chicago, and I'm starting to get a southern accent.
The storm has brought another Fav back to town. He had to see the destruction for himself and help those he grew up with. Mayor Fav's uncle, Gregory Fav. His father owned the local weekly newspaper here, and Gregory Fav went on to a notable career himself as a newspaperman in Chicago and California. He's affiliated with the Poynter Institute today. We set out in a car to see the town, and he spied his sister-in-law, Ethel, who's Mayor Fav's mother, moving a mop over the remains of her front porch.
Oh, hey, Ethel. How you doing?
Fine. You doing okay?
Ethel Fav's house is still standing. But Katrina's floodwaters rose about 5 feet in her home, over the couches and chairs and tables, and Mrs. Fav seems to be about that tall herself. She and her family and a few neighbors decided to stay in the house with their pets and a baby.
We had 12 up in the attic, and 3 dogs, and a 12-month-old baby.
Good God.
And if you don't think that was a handful.
A house across the way had a fourth floor, and Ethel Fav decided to try to float over there before the waters could rise higher. They put the baby on a floating mattress and waded their way to safety. The smell inside her house now is physical. Each breath seems to coat your lungs with rot and muck.
We're seeing a little.
I know you were coming. I'd have dressed up, but I don't know any what, though.
You look great.
Thank you.
We're seeing
the luckiest streets in Bay St. Louis now are the ones lined with piles of debris. The wooden bones of old houses and the ghosts of wet clothes hanging from trees. Gregory Favre shook his head as if he could rearrange what he was seeing with his eyes.
Hometown of my boyhood, I left here 50 years ago. It just doesn't exist anymore. This is really like a war zone. I've just never seen anything like it. Obviously, it makes me very sad. This is a town where everybody knows everybody still. It's a place where when you walk down the street, people talk to you. Or when you go in the stores, they still call you honey. You know, it's changed, obviously, but I think the essence of what this town is still here. The kind of spirit of what it is still here, despite the destruction. And my hope is that it will rebuild. And knowing the people here, I think it probably will. But it is truly, truly a sad and heartbreaking day to come see this.
A little more than a month after Hurricane Katrina surged ashore here in Bay St. Louis, the shock that can encase minds and hearts in times of stress is beginning to wear down. The adrenaline that can power people is beginning to run dry. People have awakened for more than a month of mournings and now know that the storm that destroyed their town was not a nightmare. It is a catastrophe that has altered their lives forever. Mayor Edward Favre says that it's not big dreams that sustain him from day to day, but small things that suddenly get better.
What do you notice that gets better?
Lately, it's when you see the debris trucks coming in and starting to pick up certain streets or starting to pick up anywhere. When the power company turned the lights on for the first time, it was only just a few streets. But I was sitting at the foot of the bridge about 9 o'clock one night making some phone calls. And I looked through the trees and I could see the little red light, flashing light on the top of the cell tower right in the middle of town. And I said to myself, I never thought a red light could make me feel so good. You know, but it was just the idea that we were coming back to life. And each day was a little bit better. Today, you know, right now with the water system, each day they go out, they turn on another valve, two more valves, they plug the holes on it. Seeing somebody different, you know, that says, hang in there, we're with you, we're going to rebuild. You know, so it doesn't take very much. You know, just a little encouragement or a smile, you know, on somebody's face that you know has lost everything in the world that they ever had. But yet they're smiling. They're upbeat about it.
This week, the Mississippi legislature voted to permit the gambling casinos that have provided as much as 40% of the tax base in recent years to move onshore a few hundred yards. The vote was close. Some legislators said, and their words were often this blunt, that Hurricane Katrina was God's wrath on the Mississippi coast for legalized gambling. But if the casinos can be enticed to return, Mayor Favre believes Bay St. Louis might have the economic base to build the kind of services, water, electricity, schools, fire, and police, that can make his town a community once more. Casinos thrive on bets. But will citizens who've lost their homes and jobs and the lives of loved ones feel safe, staking the rest of their lives on these beautiful shores that suddenly look so vulnerable to the storms that come in from the sea? Our story was produced by Peter Breslow and recorded by Josh Rogerson. You'll find photos of Bay St. Louis and editor Gregory Favre's writings about his hometown at npr.org.